Michael Essie, Anaheim, not the way you wanted to go. Crash after the finish, bent your bars, but I guess you can't be that upset. I thought you rode pretty good in the heat and good practice.
Yeah, it was. I thought. I mean, overall, I know the finish was not what we wanted. Practice was solid. I felt pretty good. My bike setup was, I thought, on point. Heat race, got a great hole shot and was battling with Barsha and Villopoto there in the beginning and settled into third. It was a good race for me. I felt like the bike was working good and going into the main, I was feeling pretty confident, ready to go, and looking for, you know, obviously, top five finish would have been the realistic goal to get a good start and get the whole shot, but I didn't get a good start. Didn't get a good jump or something, and when you're back in the pack riding with you guys, they're kind of going everywhere in the first couple laps, and it's just, mayhem. So I got a tough block that came out in front of me, and I tried to avoid it, and I really couldn't, and I hit it right before the finish line jump, and I still went for the finish, and I, like, literally was cocked completely sideways, and when I landed, I was, obviously high-sided, and the handlebars were completely straight, pretty much bent down, and, that's just what happens when you get a bad start. You got to get a good start. Got some positives, though, is that my bike is working good. I feel good. I just got to you got to get good starts right now because the competitive level is so high and everybody is so fast and obviously fit. And it's just you got to get good starts to be competitive in this sport.
Yeah. Hey, you've ridden full factory work suspension. You've ridden production stuff that's been modified by aftermarket shops. And this year you're running Ohlins front and rear. Talk about that a little bit and how it is.
I believe the Ohlins is really good with Nolene helping out. And I think that we got a good package here with Ohlins and Nolene. And I'm looking forward to a great season. It's just a bummer how the night ended. I'm going to take the positives and not take any of the negatives and move into Phoenix next week.
Hey, do you feel a little bit like I still look at you like a kid, but you're actually a veteran now a little bit. Barsha and all these guys coming up. Do you feel like you get lost a little bit in all the talk about the new guys?
I really don't worry about it. I just try to worry about myself and trying to get good starts, like I said. I can't express it enough. The starts right now are huge. It's everything in racing. Mm-hmm. And I thought my starts were on point in the heat, but I fouled them up, and that's what happened. So next week we will definitely turn that around and get some hole shots because that's what it needs to happen. It must happen.
Looking back on the bad start, reactions, bike problem, your reactions or bad gait / whatever?
You know what? It's hard to tell.
You'll review the tape, though.
I want to say it was obviously more me than anything because the bike was good. It's just, I don't know. Kind of lost for words. But I just want to thank all the Smart Top Moto Concepts team for supporting me and Nolene and Ohlins. And, we'll come back next week and got to be better. Obviously going to be better than last place in the main event. So so thanks again to sponsors and family and friends. And thanks to you for everything. See you guys.
Thanks.